This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is a Thursday morning edition, and I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast from Tampa, Florida, live across America on our great American radio affiliate stations. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women who are listening to us right now all around the world via the satellite. We thank them for their service to America, as well as our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, and our 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America. And for all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, and how about the snowplow drivers out there tonight keeping the roads open in the upper Midwest? And you got a whale of a job with blizzard conditions and blowing and drifting snow. So kudos to you guys out there. All those nighttime mechanics, all of the construction workers, too, and our mail haulers and our mail sorters at the bulk mail centers. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Well, here she is, 7 past the hour, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. Hey, kiddo.
Good morning, Captain. And everybody, this is the start of the blessings night, and this is the area one that I really don't want to give tonight. And then tomorrow night, be sure to be on because it's by names night, because I'm telling you, it is just incredible. If I sound a little different, I am very concerned about and I'm glad that the captain does do a weather thing every night. Don't laugh at it. Some of these farmlands with these states that have had all the blizzards and storms, remember this, people. You know, we might not get food so easily next year because they have to replant seeds, and many have lost everything. And so if all these farmers, and they are the heartfelt, you are the ones that, and that's how we get our food. You know, forget this GMO stuff. You know, it's not good eating that stuff, the frozen foods and all. So I really feel bad. So my prayers, and I know all of you agree with me, you know, our prayers go out to those people that have suffered really this year terribly. It just never stops, Captain. So don't stop we need those weather reports. I tuned in a little to it yesterday because I knew I was going to be praying over the states, and I was shocked at how bad it still is. It's just going on, and they're just being wiped out with their animals, their everything. And one farmer was speaking and about weeping, and that took me out. It's like, okay. So my prayers really are for you, all of you, because I know what the future could hold. And I pray right now, because, again, it's important to pray these things out in the air. And I pray right out in the air that God will stop some of this and refurnish and help us. So because we know that this will affect everybody sooner or later if it continues. Okay, and then, of course, I usually do a lot of the states that mainly are tuned in here. Let's get some of those on. All drivers and truckers, you guys have a job too. The farmers and drivers and truckers, people, we don't ever look down on them. America is, we found it. You guys are so important. You Crete carrier drivers, all of you, and by the way, some of you will get named tomorrow night. You know that. And then, of course, we added Branson, Missouri. I've added that to the list, all you areas. Oh, I added another one, local U.S. Coast Guard here in Clearwater.
Coast Guard Air Station Clearwater.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, I added them on because I couldn't get them on the next night. Denver, Colorado. And I'm adding Nebraska for the first time for Al because I think he's going to get hit with something even.
Yeah, he just said good morning to you, but about an hour and a half ago, he reported.
And I didn't even know that, but Al.
Yeah, he reported they had a big hailstorm before this.
Well, Al, I want you all to know I do take this seriously, and I really did. by the way, because there's always new people, I have to say this, you've already been prayed for. It's not like I'm just coming on air and, oh, no, 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 no. On these two nights, you know, I special, special prayers, because that's why we do them. Otherwise, I wouldn't do them. Come on. But some of you might be new and wonder, what? No, you've been prepaid, but you know, I've had to add more because it's just getting worse and worse. Also, I watched the our president in Texas yesterday. My heart is in Texas because, of course, my sister, well, all of you know the story. San Antonio, El Paso, God bless you all. El Paso, especially with all these illegals. I'm going to have a night of just talking about the illegals. The horror stories my sister told me before she passed away about two months ago. Oh, my goodness, what I had to sit through and listen to when she was able to talk. It's worse than some of you think. And I'm going to give you some stories. Okay, and then Georgia, a lot of people in Valdosta. There's a huge group there. I don't know, did you say there's security? Some big group there in Georgia, Captain. I don't know what you said, but if there is a big security group there, we have something in common. And also to...
Moody Air Force Base.
Okay, I know there's something, yeah.
Yeah, the Valdosta State Public Safety.
Mm-hmm. Okay, right. And then Carrollton area, I'm sorry, I'm reading ahead here. So
Fort Benning, Georgia.
Right, and then also Atlanta. We get a lot from Atlanta.
Yep.
Now, Florida, here we go. And I don't have any time. Oh, Reno, Nevada. Hi, Eddie Floyd.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and overseas, I'll never get this on tonight because I'm, you know, I tell you, these are getting to be big shout-outs, but Mixon Farm, Sarasota, Bradenton area, Tampa Bay, Orlando, Pinellas County, to Germany. We have to think of overseas because they're very loyal, too. Germany, Maria.
Mm-hmm.
Major Mac, thousands
yep.
of you. Thailand,
mm-hmm.
Steve. By the way, you know, we, this isn't just U.S. Mostly it is, but Captain has followers. This is for you new people. The rest of you know this. But there's so many new people every night. I'm even finding
all around the world.
All around the world. So I just want you to know, because I have to go off in a minute. I'll finish this the next show, because I've got... There's several loyal people. You know who you are. You're going to get your names on there. But right now, it's... let's just... Keep everybody pray with me over all these areas that are hit, because our food supply, let alone the poverty that will come from, that could come from this, and we're just going to pray that God is going to stop this, and he's in charge. In the meantime, God bless America, and God bless the whole world that is in suffering with any of these things. Thank you so much, Captain, and I'll finish this on the next show. God bless America.
Alrighty, and don't forget, everybody, there's $51 billion in aid, disaster aid, that needs to be divvied out to some of these people being held up by the Democrats. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. Thanks very much for tuning in, for chiming in, for opining in. And you've heard me talking about it. I'm going to tell you about it again. A new social media website out there where you can go without having to fear that you're going to be banned or silenced or locked out or blocked out or whatever the deal might happen to be that's happening to you at some of these other social media websites, Facebook. Just check out Hub, H-U-B, Life. Hub.life is the place to go right now. You'll find a lot of your friends are already over there because they know what I know, and that is that social media companies are definitely using way too much power to try to censure some of the statements that are being made by God-loving, American flag-waving, patriotic people. So, we know that they block, we know that they ban, we know that they silence people who stand up for innocent life, love God, support freedom, and believe in American values. So, go to hub.life. That's hub.life. It's the newest alternative in social media. It gives its members the ability to once again express their belief in God, guns, guts, glory, freedom, and basic decency. And you can stop being silenced. You can quit waiting to get out of jail and join people from all over the world at hub.life. And yeah, there's a lot of people over there, some of which you probably know. It's free to join, never a crime to express your beliefs. Hub.life. I'm over there. Go over there, become a friend of mine, and we'll chat back and forth because I'm over there at least once a day posting the podcast for the show over there is what I do. So that's hub.life. Check them out. You're going to like it. Now, the military on the border, some 5,000 or thereabouts that may be there right now, more coming because of what the president said yesterday. He said that he's going to have to mobilize more of the military along the border with Mexico. after listening to stories and seeing some of the evidence about migrants crossing the border from places south of there or east of there, wherever they may be coming from, and the bodies of dead people starting to show up in the desert more frequently. People are dying trying to get here. Coyotes don't care. They get so much ahead, and that's it. And either you make it or you don't. If you don't, they leave you behind. Sometimes they even kill the people themselves, steal their stuff, and away they go. So rather than have a bunch of dead bodies lined up on our border, the president's choosing to activate more military to try to give some of them help that are along that border. But we really need to get to the root of the problem, and the root of the problem is changing our immigration laws. We have to change our immigration laws. We can't allow it to make it so easy that people come up on the border and they go, oh, asylum, asylum, me want them asylum. It can't be that easy. It just can't be. So therefore, we need to change our immigration laws. And the sooner the better. Now, it is getting a little bit rough along the border. We know that. Make no mistake about it. And we also know that our Attorney General, Robert Barr, in a back and forth yesterday, had a conversation with Senator Jeanine Shaheen from New Hampshire, and just listen to the first part of what he had to say here.
Today, that you have a special team looking into why the FBI opened an investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 elections. I wonder if you can share with this committee who's on that team, why you felt a need to form that kind of a team, and what you intend to be the scope of their investigation.
Yeah, as I said in my confirmation hearing, I am going to be reviewing both the genesis and the conduct of intelligence activities directed at the Trump campaign during 2016. A lot of this has already been investigated, and a substantial portion of it has been investigated and is being investigated by the Office of Inspector General at the Department. But one of the things I want to do is pull together all the information from the various investigations that have gone on, including on the Hill and in the Department, and see if there are any remaining questions to be addressed.
Now, that's the way it started. Okay? The senator goes on to ask him another question, which we're going to play here in just a second. And the response that comes back this time actually leaves the senator, Shaheen, from New Hampshire, speechless. Listen to why that happened.
And can you share with us why you feel a need to do that?
Well, for the same reason we're worried about foreign influence in elections, we want to make sure that during I think spying on a political campaign is a big deal. It's a big deal. Generation I grew up in, which was the Vietnam War period, you know, people were all concerned about spying on anti-war people and so forth by the government. And there were a lot of rules put in place to make sure that there's an adequate basis before our law enforcement agencies get involved in political surveillance. I'm not suggesting that those rules were violated, but I think it's important to look at that. And I'm not talking about the FBI necessarily, but intelligence agencies more broadly.
So you're not suggesting, though, that spying occurred?
I don't, I guess you could, I think there's a spying did occur. Yes, I think spying did occur.
Well, let me...
The question is whether it was adequately predicated. And I'm not suggesting it wasn't adequately predicated, but I need to explore that.
Now, Did you hear the senator stop in her tracks and she didn't know what to say next? He caught her surprised. He surprised her that, well, yes, I think that I think spying did occur. And right away, Adam Schiff went off the deep end. Jerry Nadler went off the deep end. Nancy Pelosi went off the deep end. She made a comment. She says, I believe Mr. Mueller, not Attorney General Barr. I believe Mr. Mueller. Now, here's the deal. They don't even know what Mueller's got in this report that he gave the Attorney General. They haven't seen it. They think they know. But there's more stuff in there that validates the president and confirms the president did nothing than does what they're thinking. And it points the finger directly at some of these people, the 25 or 30 that we heard from Devin Nunez, have been referred for criminal investigation, for criminal referrals by the attorney general. That's what's going on. And I can guarantee you the majority of these people are not Republicans. Because, again, we found out that the chief of staff, former chief of staff for Barack Obama, believes he's going to be indicted on charges stemming from being a foreign agent in the Ukraine, which is exactly what Paul Manafort is sitting in jail for right now. How about that? And Al, just to let you know something, I did not see that, but here's the deal. The individual you're talking about, finally, after 3 months of me talking about it and explaining who's involved with these caravans, where the money's coming from, who the groups are here in America. Some of them are church groups. Some of them are groups that are funded by not only George Soros, but also Tom Steyer and some other shady characters, if you will, progressive left individuals that are trying to get the people up in here and overwhelm the system. It's all part of the Cloward Piven strategy. And again, you have to understand the Cloward Piven strategy, understand Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals to understand what the Democrats are doing with that border. You have to understand all that. And I do understand this, that it's a big deal when you get all these people involved, and it's a big deal when you get the Attorney General of the United States, Mr. Barr, saying that he thinks the FBI spied on the Trump campaign. And I happen to agree with him. And I've agreed with that line of thinking to begin with because there's way too much evidence to dispute it. And we're going to hear about that evidence coming up. Okay, I'll be right back with our first military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Ways and Means Chairman Richard Neal says he will consult with lawyers to determine the next step after the Treasury Secretary said they need more time to consider whether to hand over 6 years of President Trump's tax returns.
We did receive the request, and as I've said in the past, when we received the request, it would be reviewed.
The deadline has now passed, but Stephen Mnuchin tells the House Ways and Means Committee that more time is needed to review the request and decide if the IRS can turn over the president's tax returns. In a letter to the leaders of the committee, Mnuchin cited concerns over a possible abuse of power by lawmakers in making such requests and using them to politically attack partisan rivals. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 7 points, the S&P 500 up 10, and the NASDAQ up 55. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and this edition of our military and veterans news is being brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, where they can jumpstart your career or give you one to start with that's going to make you a lot of money along the way. And for more information, pay attention to this coming up from the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals, because a lot of you right now are either in a dead-end job, or you're looking for work, or you're coming out of the military, or you're coming out of school, high school, maybe you're coming out of junior college, maybe you're coming out of a trade school, and you're not sure that course that you took that's going to land you as an auto mechanic for maybe $8, $10, $12 an hour is exactly what you want to do for a while, hoping you'll get a promotion and a pay raise. Well, you can one-up yourself right now by going to and checking out the National Aviation Academy. Now, you want to schedule yourself a tour at one of their two locations. You want to take the tour at either the location in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside Boston. By the way, they are enlarging that campus. I was there yesterday in Clearwater talking to the National Aviation team, and we were talking about what they're doing up there in Massachusetts, and they're really, really going at it up there because they got a lot of people up there that want to become aviation maintenance techs. The secret is out now. The secret is out. And the other location is right down here in our backyard, Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay area. Because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. It's not uncommon to get $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 the first year right here in the United States. It's possible to make more than that. You can make certainly a six-figure income if you wind up going overseas for a government contractor or one of the United States companies that has an installation overseas. That's all possible. So check them out online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. Again, the number is 800-659-2080. Give them a call and find out what it's all about. And never forget to tell them the captain sent you. That will open the doors wide open for you. And they're just a great place to go to get a tremendous, tremendous opportunity and an occupation that will just knock your socks off. All right. Let's start out with this bomb cyclone. Because the Colorado National Guard in eastern Colorado has been activated. They have units standing by along I-70, I-76 to help out the motorists that are stranded and get them out of their vehicles and to safety and shelter with temperatures that are wind chills down at or below zero, winds that are blowing, snow coming down, blowing and drifting snow everywhere, visibility limited to zero in a lot of places. As this blizzard warning continues across eastern Colorado, western and central Nebraska, all of South Dakota, a lot of Minnesota, western Kansas, Wisconsin, the central part of Wisconsin, definitely you're going to have problems for the next couple of days. So be careful. Now, the military is not leaving the border anytime soon, according to the acting Secretary of the Army. He is predicting that the president will soon call up more units to transition to the border to assist with the humanitarian crisis and the immigration overflow that we've got going on down there. And I certainly understand that. Bodies are being found now out in some of the pastures and some of the grazing areas where the cattle and the horses are, people that are dying trying to get into the United States, and that's definitely not what we want. Also, you heard Denise Simon and I talking yesterday about the F-35A fighter jet that crashed somewhere in the Sea of Japan. Now, the Japan Air Self-Defense Force pointed to debris that was sighted and recovered last night by ships and helicopters searching for the aircraft. And they believe they're very close to finding the aircraft because he who finds it first gains all the technical ability and knowledge that's inside that highly classified aircraft. And the Chinese reportedly dispatched the submarine to the immediate area to try to find what was going on. I'm sure the Russians aren't very far behind because they all would like to know. And we'll just see what happens. Now, I will say that military aviation is getting safer, but there are times when it goes in spurts, where you lose an aircraft here, you lose an aircraft there, traveling across the United States or somewhere else around the world, and servicemen die. That's what happens. But there's certainly a lot more emphasis on safety now when it comes to aircraft, both civilian-wise and in the military. Now, the U.S. military is starting to get a lot more wary of the foothold that China seems to be putting into Venezuela, helping Maduro cling to power. We know that we've got Cuba there. We know that we've got Iran there helping elements of Hezbollah. We know that we've got Russia dumping money in there because of the oil company interests they have there. But now we have China in the mix too. And somehow or another, we're going to have to get these people out of the way if we expect to get Maduro out of there. Now, there are rumors afoot, and I can't prove them, I can't dispel them, I can't do anything but just tell you that there's all kinds of chatter going on amongst the military people that I talk to and that other people talk to around the country, that we are getting ready to do something militarily in Venezuela, because we can't continue to stand by and watch what's transitioning there, destroying that country and killing more people every day with the diseases they're contracting, with the lack of medical help. I mean, it's just it's worse than anything humanly possible, Venezuela. Right in our backyard, I might add. Right in our backyard. Also, the president's choice for the next Army Vice Chief of Staff reportedly will be Lieutenant General Joseph Martin, currently the Director of the Army Staff, according to a nomination from the President sent to the Senate Armed Services Committee on Monday. And that's all pretty good. Don't have any problem with that. The general has got a very good reputation, and I expect him to do a very good job. Now, how about the Coast Guard? Did you hear the Coast Guard and what they're trying to do now in Juneau, Alaska? Because there is a tugboat that has been stranded in the channel next to the southeast Alaskan city for about the last couple of months. And because navigation is one of the things that the Coast Guard does, they're leaving it up to them to figure out how to get the tugboat out of the channel. Ought to be interesting. We'll let you know. All right, the Captain's America Third Watch coming back. We're going to take another look at the highways and byways out there. It's not any better than what it was last hour, I'll tell you that right now. All righty, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before he can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class.
All righty, that's Lena Martin, and he's probably up there somewhere in the snow because you're going to have snow up in Canada up there with the new low that's come across out of Washington State, that some of that's going up into British Columbia right now and headed towards Winnetoba and Winnipeg and
Manitoba. But anyway, you've got snow tonight on Snoqualmie, I-90 east of Seattle, all the way in a straight line down into the central part of Oregon, and that whole mountain range is down through there. You've also got a area now that's breaking out around Mount Hood where they're calling for a winter storm advisory, and as you get up higher, going up higher up the mountain, it'll be a winter storm warning. There's rain in the Hood River Valley. There is snow tonight on top of Cabbage. If you're going out 84 into Idaho, there is some rain in northern Idaho out in front of the snow that's coming down at Snoqualmie. There's some rain in scattered areas of wintry mix in Idaho as you go east towards Wyoming, where tonight, and we're going to start in Wyoming because that's where the snow starts, the eastern part of Wyoming. It's moving to the east as we speak, winter storm warning, Cheyenne, Laramie, southern Wyoming down to Colorado. Then in Colorado, I-25, certainly I-70 east-west, certainly U.S. 50. You've got winter driving conditions as well as a winter storm warning in many areas. The snowstorm is starting to move a little bit further out into eastern Colorado on I-70. You got the National Guard that's been activated. I-76 going into Nebraska tonight is virtually, I've been told, in some areas impassable because of the disabled vehicles that, once again, have driven off the road in the zero visibility. That's what a blizzard does. We have blizzard warnings in North Dakota, eastern Colorado, western Kansas tonight, and it's all moving to the east as we speak right now. And of course, I-15, I-70, I-80, those roads east of I-15 north-south, pretty much inundated with snow, winter storm warning, but to the east of Salt Lake City, I-70 going across over into Colorado, winter storm warning, winter driving conditions all the way over, and going into Wyoming up I-80 tonight, you've got a winter storm warning and an advisory for wintry driving conditions all the way across tonight till you run into the heavier snow in eastern Wyoming. Now, looking at snow that's broken out now in North Dakota, Fargo, some of the areas where it was raining up towards Minot, you've got a winter storm warning in there. You've got snow that's breaking out right now. You've got some rain still in the mix, but it's starting to freeze and get much colder. The winds are picking up. All of North Dakota is going to be under some sort of advisory here soon. South Dakota is under a winter storm advisory, the entire state. Nebraska, you certainly look like you are. Blizzard warnings across most of the state right now. And a winter storm warning is in effect for most of Minnesota tonight, most of Wisconsin tonight, and we're now starting to get snow over into Iowa, the central part of Iowa, along I-80. It's scattered at the moment. There is some rain mixed into the mix, but that won't be there for long. It will freeze and become either sleet, freezing rain, and or snow. And we do have some snow right in the middle of the state right now. So be advised. In Michigan, the Upper Peninsula, and the central part of Michigan right now, off Lake Michigan, it is snowing right now, and all that is going to the east. Now, keep in mind that the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Now, Moss Family Automotive, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and they have four dealerships. People come from all around the country to buy. I am driving, personally, a brand-new 2019 Moss Nissan Titan. It's the SV model. It's the crew cab model. It's a beautiful truck. It's getting excellent gas mileage. I always have been able to do that because I drive with the crews on a lot. It gets fantastic mileage out on the highway. I can get 22 to 24 miles per gallon, depending on whether or not I drive 70 or 75 miles an hour. And set the cruise and let it go at that. Obviously, closer to 70, 68, that sort of thing, you can get better mileage. It's just simply in keeping your foot out of it and letting the cruise do the work. So, trucks, they got them. Cars, they got them. Certified pre-owned, some of the best you'll find anywhere, they got them. One of America's premier premier automobile dealers, they got that too. And they got financing to afford your needs. Now, if you want to find out what you might be able to be financed for, they have set up a website where it will not affect your credit. You can go there, give them the information it asks for, and it'll tell you exactly what you've been approved for in terms of dollar amount and in terms of what the payments might be. You put in your trade-in value, what you think your vehicle's worth, and then you come up with a dollar figure, and you know where you're going. But again, Moss Family Automotive, check out that website. Four dealerships to serve you. Four dealerships to serve you. And you can certainly go there and get all types of information, and it will certainly be for you a tremendous opportunity to save money on your next vehicle purchase. And again, we've had people come from as far west as Arizona, people from as far north as Canada, all the way up there into Nova Scotia, on the east side to Manitoba on the west side, British Columbia even, and all the different states to the north, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, upstate New York, New England, all points in between have come down to take advantage. Because when I tell you, you serve, you save, and nobody else is doing that 24/7, 365, that means exactly what I have to say. Exactly. So check them out online and then get a hold of them and take a test drive and find out what I've been telling you. Now, when you get to the dealership and you try to work out a deal, or you're in the middle of working out a deal, tell them the captain sent you, because when you do that, you're going to get an extra $500 knocked off the vehicle you're looking at. And that's significant, too, in the scheme of things. Save an extra $500. So think about that as you stroll through the day. And remember that it's all about family. It's all about esprit de corps. It's all about America. And that's why I'm affiliated with Moss Family Automotive, because they are all about God, guns, guts, glory, and the American way. There aren't that many people out there that'll tell you that, that'll wave the American flag tall, loud, and proud, stand there and say, God bless you, God bless America, without worrying about whether or not they're offending you. There aren't that many people who do that. And they do it. They do it. They live it every day. Now I'm going to tease what we're going to be coming up with here after the top of the hour. The Attorney General, Bill Barr, came out yesterday and shocked the hell out of the Democrats and everybody that's involved in whatever's been going on. So think about that for a minute. All right, let's go on over here. Good morning, caller. Is this Denise?
It is. Good morning.
All right, very quickly, we've only got about 30 seconds to talk about it. We're going to tease this. Attorney General Bill Barr said he thought spying occurred, and you could have heard a pin drop between the next question that got asked him in the Senate committee yesterday. It was like, huh? What? So we're going to get into that when we come back. So you hang on to the phone, and I'll be right back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. By the way, more military going to the southern border. We heard about that, too. More military headed to the southern border. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always...
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.